Hello, and welcome to our latest episode of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Thanks for tuning in. On our last episode, we had a great conversation on firework safety with Chief Chad Deerdorf of the City of York. And today, we're pleased to welcome Jimmy Williams, who's the fire chief at Citizens Volunteer Fire Company in Fawn Grove. And Chief Williams, you wear not just one hat in the firefighting community, but you're also a career firefighter in Prince George's County, Maryland. And we're so glad that you could be here today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So over the last few months, we've had business leaders, education leaders, community leaders, and law enforcement officials on the program talking about the challenges amid the coronavirus pandemic. And one entity that many of us take for granted, but may not really know the impact of the prolonged shutdown on, is in our volunteer fire community. So Chief Williams, I was looking at your website, Citizens Volunteer Fire Company, citizensvfc.com, and on the main page, you list the total call volume that your department has had to address. And I think it's important to know that pandemic or not, mandated government shutdown of businesses or not, you and the incredible volunteers at Citizens and all of our volunteer firefighting community continue to answer that call. So the fires, the accidents, the other incidents, they didn't pause during this pandemic. What's been the experience?
So no, they definitely did not pause. I believe we are up over 100 calls roughly now. So even though we are probably on the slower side to a lot of other departments in York County itself, we've had to kind of make some adjustments throughout the firehouse when this all started with different types of calls. On our medical calls, I had to put a plan into effect that we didn't have any more than two people going out on the medical assist type calls, and we were able to get the masks donated by Southeastern School District, which was a huge help, the N95 masks. But we had, I think there was 2 months worth of meetings and trainings that we stopped during this. I want to say April, May, I think, or March, April. We didn't have any meetings, didn't have any trainings. And like I said, on calls and stuff like that, we were having to wear masks and limit the amount of people. We actually had an exposure scare, two of our officers, one assistant chief and one lieutenant, went on a call. And we had a scare, so they were quarantined for 14 days from the firehouse and from their full-time employment, which that actually really kind of hurt us too, because both of those officers were also drivers on all the fire trucks and stuff. So that was an eye-opener.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And Citizens Volunteer Fire Company, like so many others in York County and all across the state, are funded in large part by private donations and fundraising events. And I know that the cost of a lot of the equipment and many of the things that you needed to respond in a coronavirus-impacted community cost a lot of money. And the springtime and the summertime are major fundraising seasons. Bingo, chicken barbecues, other sales, and probably the biggest one the community will definitely notice is the cancellation of our carnivals, events like Old Time Days and the Mason-Dixon Carnival. And I even saw on your website a survey asking the community which events they would like to see you host, including music or bands, pie sales, pancake breakfasts, and bingo. So what have you seen from a donation standpoint from the community with the majority of your events these last 3 months being canceled?
So we were actually very hesitant to send out our fund drive letters just because we knew there were a lot of people that were not working. I guess it was May. I think May rolled around and we were like, look, you know, we haven't had any fundraisers for the last couple months. We were talking to the borough municipality and the township municipality and those leaders and stuff, and we kind of came to a general consensus that we were going to just put them out there and give it a shot. And we were very, very surprised actually with the donations that have come in. I've talked to some other presidents and chiefs throughout York County that have kind of done the same thing, and I think they were surprised also. So we're very thankful for the people in our community that have given us the donations that they have. The Pima grant through the state, that's always a huge help also. But as far as donations and the fundraisers that we have done so far, we've been very fortunate.
Well, I can tell you that I'm always so proud and just heartened at the incredible response of York Countyans to important organizations that care for others in our community and their response. It's really gratifying to hear you say that. But what are ways that our community can help you during this time? Because, as I said before, the calls to your station, they have not stopped just because we're in the midst of a pandemic.
I would say, as a fire chief, my main concerns or my main points of the men and women that are members of the Citizens Volunteer Fire Company, I focus on safety, pride, professionalism, that kind of thing. So I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea or the false idea that we're not going to be there for them just because we don't get a paycheck. I mean, as far as what the taxpayers and the community can do for us is just, take their safety as a number one priority, as far as wearing masks. If you're not comfortable coming out, don't come out. But, don't just kind of keep us in the back of your mind, you know what I mean? So when we do have that fund drive or we do have that donation, just know that we're doing everything that we can as far as wearing our masks during our fundraisers and stuff like that. Gloves, taking all the CDC stuff into consideration and basically, keep coming out and getting a full belly at the chicken barbecues. And, the Old Time Days event that we actually just had last weekend wasn't our true full Old Time Days event. It was just a one-day thing. We had a tractor drive, a tractor parade or caravan, and we had the chicken barbecue and the pit meats and stuff like that. So, so far, like I said, as far as the chicken barbecues and the Old Time Days event, we've been very fortunate. So I think people are kind of getting itchy, kind of getting antsy to get out, and help those volunteer firehouses, and go out and get food and maybe go sit down at a restaurant, that kind of thing.
So, Chief, can you give our listeners any idea of the possible upcoming events and other fundraisers that you're going to have in the community, or at least tell them where they can find that information?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're Fawn Grove, we're going to have a breakfast, and we're going to have another chicken barbecue. And then in September, this is actually a big one. I'd heard about a month ago that the York County Fire Muster at Clouser Park had to be canceled up there. I guess their municipality, due to the coronavirus, did not want that many people or did not want to be responsible for that event. So they had put a feeler out on Facebook, the old fire farts of York County, Bob Straw, John Seneff, those guys. And I had extended the invitation to come down and look at the Fawn Grove Old Time Days Park. So they did. They looked at a couple of other departments and their fundraising areas or fundraising grounds also, and they picked Fawn Grove. So on Sunday, September the 27th, if you have kids or family that is into old, we're actually going to have a parade, which would kind of substitute for the parade we didn't have for Old Time Days, but it'll start at Kennerdale High School at about 8 o'clock in the morning and come to the Old Time Days Fairgrounds Park in the borough. And there's going to be probably anywhere between 50 to 75 old antique fire trucks, and they're going to have displays and pumping displays and great food. The fire company is actually going to cook the food, so that'll be a profitable event for us as a fundraiser. So hopefully if we swing it right and do it good enough, we'll have it there next year too. That's the hope.
Well, that sounds amazing. I will most definitely put September 27th on my calendar, and I will say that the pit beef is always amazing down at Old Time Days when Citizens Volunteer Fire Company is cooking. So aside from contributing money Anything else that our neighbors can do to assist you and your team at Citizens? Obviously, following safety precautions, remembering to keep batteries fresh and smoke detectors. Anything else that you would encourage them to do to be safe this summer and assist our volunteers at Citizens?
So I think I can speak for the entire county when I say this, and all the chiefs across your county. During the hot, humid summer days and nights and stuff like that, check on the elderly. For those of you that have children in car seats, check your mirror before you get out of the car. Check in the back seat. That's surprisingly a problem. We don't want to leave children unattended in the car on these hot days. I posted something on our Facebook, and Facebook is a great social media tool for these volunteer fire companies to use. So if anybody has Facebook as social media, get on there and like and follow your local volunteer fire company pages. That's how you'll know about these fundraisers and stuff like that. But I posted something on Fallen Groves the other day about if it's 74 degrees outside, it's like 90-something in the car. It was kind of like a little chart that the International Association of Firefighters had put out there, and it was in regards to pets, but that goes for the same for kids, children. So definitely on hot days, check on the elderly. If the asphalt is too hot for you to walk on in your bare feet, it's too hot for your pets. You would think that would be common sense, but I guess maybe not. That's what I would recommend.
Well, and all too often we find that common sense is not so common. So those are really great reminders. Looking at some statistics, I found some what I thought were jaw-dropping statistics when it comes to our local volunteer fire departments. And you may already know these, but I thought I'd share them with our listeners. Across the state, there are around 70,000 volunteers assisting at over 2,300 fire companies. And in fact, Pennsylvania is home to roughly 12% of the nation's fire companies, more than any other state in the nation. First volunteer fire company was created in Philadelphia in 1736, thanks in large part to Benjamin Franklin. And here's the statistic that I think needs to be said over and over again. Our volunteer fire companies generate a tax savings of $6 billion each year for state and local governments. $6 billion is really an incredible sum, but we know that these services are not free. And that's why I really appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes to let our listeners know how they can help you at Citizens or any of our local volunteer fire companies out there during this very difficult time. And so, Chief Williams, I want to say thank you again. And that concludes another episode of Kristen's Corner with your State Senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Today's guest was Chief Jimmy Williams of Citizens Volunteer Fire Company in Fawn Grove. You can find them on Facebook. Check them out. And for any additional information on today's podcast, please visit my website at senatorkristen.com. This is State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill reminding everyone to please help our local volunteer fire companies and stay safe. We'll talk soon.